Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the area of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So good evening, everyone. We are one day away from New Year's Eve. We are marching into 2022, and I hope that you have had a blessed week and that you had a wonderful Christmas holiday, that you were able to spend some time with your family and loved ones, and that you are looking forward to 2022 as well. We're not rushing it. We just know that with each new year and each new day, there's always going to be something different. So for each new day, when we get up and we see the sunshine or whether it's raining or not, and we are able to start a new day, we have something to look forward to. And so as we get closer and closer to tomorrow, which is New Year's Eve, we're looking forward to that as well as we go into the new year on January the 1st. So I wish everyone a happy holiday. I hope that it has been a blessing to be able to still be with your family. We know so many people lost their loved ones during 2021. And the past 3 years, it's going into 3 years now. Can you believe that we have been dealing with the COVID-19 situation? It is going into the third year, and nobody ever imagined that we would be here. So before I go any further, I want to let my co-host come on and say good evening. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, Francine. How are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing well, ma'am. Doing well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So good that you could join tonight. And I was just saying to everybody, you know, hope they had a Merry Christmas. Looking forward to the new year. You know, each new day we get to experience something new and different. And so we have to be optimistic, but we also have to be realist. So that's my new thing for going into 2022, just being excited, but also realizing that some things are out of my control and I can only control the controllables that I can control. So as we go, not making any resolutions, because I don't tend to do well with those. Like most Americans, I make it the 29th, the 30th, and by the 3rd or the 4th, I forgot what it was that I was going to be celebrating, you know. So I was going to resolve and be my resolution. So I'm not going to do that this year, but what I did do, Veronica, was order me a new planner for 2022. So I received it today, so I'm really excited to get started in that, and I hope and pray that it would keep me on track. So I know I don't have any New Year's resolutions, but what about you? Did you have anything planned?
I don't do anything either. I just basically learn to take sort of like one day at a time, Francine. That's sort of kind of been my mantra over the last couple of weeks or so, just go one day at a time and see what God has in store for me. Because I'm like yourself, as soon as I start putting a resolution in place, it don't go well. it just don't go well. So yes, ma'am. I just feel like, yep, let me just basically be intentional about today and the things that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, don't be afraid. You know, don't be fearful. Mm-hmm. Don't be doubtful and worrisome, and just really just trust God in the things that you just don't know and don't understand. Because mm-hmm. we know that the worrying and all of the craziness that can come, because this pandemic, you just said it a minute, this is a different kind of world. And as you said, we're getting ready to go into 2022. Now we went through all of 20, all of 21, and we're entering mm-hmm. in 2022. And so yeah, I'm just let me just do it one day at a time, be intentional. I'm not going to do any resolutions at all other than just saying thank God for this moment that we have right now, where we can just talk to each other, talk to our audience, and just be thankful for that. That's where I'm at right now, Brandon.
Absolutely. And thank you, Veronica, for that. And it's just when you look at everything that's going on in the world, we don't have a whole lot of answers. We have a whole lot of, I think sometimes, misunderstanding about what is actually going on. And people are just, again, like you said, not to be fearful, but so many people are afraid. You know, they're mm-hmm. afraid to go anywhere, to do anything, to talk to anybody. And that's got to be difficult for some people who are like you and I, Veronica, those people that love people, you know, that you love mm-hmm. being around people, and you love to encourage, and you love to hug, and you love to support. And that's hard. Now, for those people who were already in the house, who didn't want to come out, this is fine for them.
mm-hmm.
They was like, well, I told y'all it was good. Y'all just never realized that it was. And for me, it is so hard for me to sometimes to be still. But that has been one of the things that I have learned these past 2 years, is sometimes I have to be still. And that's, mm-hmm. You know, so profound sometimes when you know you want to get up and go and do, and but you just can't do that anymore. And Veronica, I think we talked about this too. And sometimes God has to slow us down. And when mm-hmm. he slowed down the whole world, that was an epiphany for me. I was like, whoa, wait mm-hmm. a minute. Something's going on here. We were just going so fast, and God promised that he would not destroy us like Solomon and Gomorrah. Now, he didn't say he wasn't going to do some things. He just said he would not mm-hmm. destroy us. And so I believe that's the only reason we're here, because God made that promise not to destroy us, because this world is something else, Veronica.
Yeah, it is. It really, 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 really is. That's why I say you just got to be intentional about stuff, because, again, when you look at everything that's going on, when you look at social media, when you look at TV, when you look at people who just gone, just passed away, and all of that stuff, and you'd be like, what the world is going on? But again, it's one of those things wherein when we really buckle down, when things get crazy and we don't know, and we get intentional, something good always comes on the other side. Now, of course, we'd be scared half to death, you know, when we first go in, because things are so out of sort now, you know what I mean? But we know that basically, especially those of us who are believers, we know we got a track record with God. I've been scared before, and God brought me out, you know what I mean? I'd have been through some craziness before, and God brought me out, and this and all these things happened, and God brought me out. And so I think for me, that's the stance that I have to take, so I won't go tilt on myself looking at, oh, my God, why did I didn't do that? I should have said that. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. Let me let them go. Yes, there are some people that you have to let go. There are things you got to stop doing, all of that stuff. But all of that is a part of the plan. You know what I mean? It's the craziest thing.
Yes.
But when we look at this thing, all of the craziness that's going on in the world is not taking God by surprise. It's not like God not sitting up like, oh, my goodness, COVID-19, God not sitting back like that. All of this stuff is a part of that plan. And those of us, I keep going back to those of us who are believers, we're going to have to be intentional about our stance and being authentic in who he is and who we are in him. And if we can just do that, I believe, I know we're going to get through it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so you hope that you're saying to yourself, don't be tripping. I know, because, you know, when the first, when it initially happens to you, whatever it is, you know how it takes. Right. It takes you a moment to get yourself mm-hmm. together. Sometimes it takes you like, let me just sit down for a week and just kind of process this, because I don't know what done happened up over here. And then once you done gone through it, you realize, okay, let me just chill for a minute. I know whatever that's going on, good, bad, indifferent, the Father knows how to lead me through all of this, and it's going to be okay. And that's what I'm constantly now telling myself. You're mm-hmm. going to be okay. God is mm-hmm. with me. And that's the only thing that sometimes, because yeah. you know I can go a million miles miles an hour, and mm-hmm. I got to say, okay, slow down, Veronica. It's going to be okay. And I think that's what the world mm-hmm. has to realize. But I think we in such a, one thing happens, another thing happens, another thing happens, another mm-hmm. thing happens, and we just in that, you know, you push the panic button, and before you know it, you over here depressed, anxious, mm-hmm. fussing, doing all this stuff, and God be like, y'all just chill for a minute. I know mm-hmm. what I'm doing, and mm-hmm. it's going to be all right. So that's where I am, friends. I'm want to end this year saying, God, you were with me. Regardless yes. of whatever that's going on, you were with me, and I'm not alone in the process of whatever that's going to happen. Because you know this thing going to get cranked up again, Francine. The numbers are going up.
It is.
Things are happening. Mm-hmm. People, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And we're yes. coming right out of those holidays and all of that stuff. And people mm-hmm. done bought stuff that they shouldn't have bought and stuff.
Right.
You know, all that kind of craziness that we do habitually. It's like, don't you know better than doing it, but you do it anyway. And so,
right.
yeah, so that's what I said to myself. I tell myself that God is with me. And that's mm-hmm. my way of just kind of, you know, navigating through all the stuff that that the world is seeing as dire and as terrible and all that stuff. We just take one day at a time. That, you know, that's my 2 cents worth on that pricing.
I know, that's right. And I like the word intentional, because every year I pick a word for my business, and I like the word intentional, you know. So I wrote mm-hmm. that down. I don't know if that'll be my word, mm-hmm. so I still got to meditate on it a little bit. But that is good, Veronica. That is good. And so we know that so much happened in 2021. It's not over yet. We're still in it. But the one thing mm-hmm. that I wanted to bring up, when you talk about social media, when you said that, it brought to my remembrance, I wanted to talk about TikTok. Now, I don't know if you know what that is, Rock. do you see those little ads where people be
yeah.
singing? They got the voice of Jim Carrey. They got Mariah Carey. They got Kevin Hart voice. They got the Staple Singers. And then they do little dances and skits to the voices, right, on the TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what got me with the TikTok, at first I thought it was really cute and creative, until I saw a little girl, probably 10 or 11 years old, call her mama out her name that started with a B.
Mm.
Veronica, I thought I was going to lose my mind. First of all, I'm hoping that's really not her mama and maybe her big sister playing her mama. Because right?
mm-hmm.
what mama would let the 10, 11-year-old, maybe 12-year-old mm-hmm. daughter call mm-hmm. her out of her name? Now, they think it's cute, but as the more I've looked, because I would run across those on my news feed and my cell phone, right? So I'm not
mm-hmm.
looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're there. And now mm-hmm. it's more and more profanity. They're calling the mm-hmm. B word. They're calling MFers. And, you know, we're on radio, so I can't say cuss words because we'll get
mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
look, but I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of these people, I know I've seen on Facebook talk about they love the Lord. I know I But they playing these other songs, and there's nothing wrong with secular music. Veronica, you know me. You know I love my music.
Mm-hmm.
I love me. My Marvin Gaye, my Al Green, all that.
I
dance and cut a rug. I love all my music. But why do they have to use their profanity? If they're learning a new dance, if it's a challenge or whatever, or if they're doing a new hairstyle, because, you know, like, you know, that's a trend, too, you know, the hair and colors
mm-hmm.
and all that. And I love my hair, too, so I ain't talking about nobody, because I will get me some hair, honey. Look, girl, I will have long hair, short hair, no hair. I mean, you know I would do it. But I'm like, why do they have to use the cuss words, the profanity, in case somebody mm-hmm. wants to be politically correct? I don't understand.
Yeah.
The stuff is, some of
yeah.
it's cute, but they have gone. It's almost like,
yeah.
and when I said Sodom and Gomorrah, I didn't know I was going to go right here to this TikTok thing, but that's what it sounds like. Because
mm-hmm.
you're stuck on Sunday, you in church, praising the Lord. But Monday
mm.
through Saturday, you doing everything else under the sun.
Mm.
So I'm going to let you take that from there.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy that you said that. We are in probably another month or so, we're going to be launching our program. And I was saying to a mom that was here today, she's going to be doing a mural for me. I was saying to her that I'm being very selective with the kids that's going to be a part of the after-school program. I said, because at 61, I'm not going to have an 8 or 9 year old talking to me any old kind of way. You're not going to say that this back talk and all that stuff is a no-go for me. And I think partly what's happened is we've lost our boundaries and the parameters, the things. There's a place where your kids should go and not go with you when it comes to parenting. There should be where your kids, when you say something to your child, that they're supposed to respect the fact that you are a parent and you are the authority in their lives, and it's not just going back and forth, back talking and all of that stuff. And see, that's our old school way. This new school of parenting and stuff, it's taking you down the path wherein it's going to be crazy, because if they're at 8 or 9 talking to you that way, you know what 13 and 14 going to look like, and then, you know, 18 and on and all of that stuff. And so
mm-hmm.
I think that somehow or another parents have allowed the boundaries to be just erase. You know, it used to be like you had like a little mark in the sand or something. I think that mark has been erased, and no one knows where the boundaries are. And so kids are just off the chain. That's one of the reasons. Of course, COVID is a part of the reason. That's one of the reasons why we're losing teachers the way that we are, is because we can't. Teachers are saying, I'm not going to put up with a disrespectful kid, and then when I try to check the kid, I got to deal with a parent that want to fight me, a parent that want to curse me out, a parent that want to do all of this stuff. And so I think we have just lost our boundaries and lost our way. And then if you speak to them in any kind of way, this is the way we do it. Okay, that's the way y'all do it. Okay, y'all have at it. And that's one of the reasons why I said that I'm being very selective in terms of who will be a part of our after school program, and the fact that kids got social media to look at nonstop. You know what I mean? And in some cases, parents can't help it because they got to grind. They got to get out here and work and to take care of their kids. And so, you know, go and get your tablet, go get your phone, and all of this. It's a crazy space. And I think I was talking to my friend the other day, and I was saying, I'm so glad I was born in the time period that I am, that I was born in, Francine, because it's a new day. It really is new day. So that's my take on it. We've let social media just take us to another place that it should. Social media is good when it's good, but it is horrible when it is horrible. And I think people are just kind of lost. They just kind of lost their ways. And you know it's going to be something else. I mean, it's TikTok now, and it's going to be something else. And it's just going to keep getting, it's
going
to get worse. And then they don't have, you know, you have adults who are just as crazy, doing all kinds of stuff. And the way that we dress and look and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you say something to someone about it, then there is an issue. I was looking at a clip the other day, and this was an old one. It was about Juanita Bynum, and she was talking about women with greasy legs in church and no bras and no drawers on in church. oh my goodness. But the point that she was making, and that was an old clip too, the point that she was making is that we really have really kind of lost what the parameters are, with that come as you are, and that we know that some women's intentions are not to be praising God is the intention to get the pastor's attention. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
all
yes,
of that,
yes,
Francine.
Yes.
So yeah. So you know.
That's so crazy. But it's the truth. And it, you know, we have our generation of, you know, young people who are gamers, you know, and again, it's nothing wrong with that as long as it's not extreme. And, you know, my son's a gamer, and he likes it, and sometimes I even take issue with him, and I just have to be honest. You know, you can't let something consume your whole life, your whole being. And
mm-hmm.
So they wonder, where do these children get the ideas of killing somebody? It's in their game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's in their mind. And once something's in your mind and it's implanted there, we talk about planting seeds. See, nobody's
mm-hmm.
planting those seeds of God loves you, you can be
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to be, the President of the United States, you can do this, that, and the other. It's like, do what you want to do, and then not nobody say nothing about. See, we have,
mm-hmm.
and so parents, as you know, as myself and you, I'm a grandparent now and a great-grandma, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
have, you know, this next generation of lost souls, and somebody has got to reach them, and I don't know if it's
yeah.
if I'm the one that's capable of doing that, or would it take
mm-hmm.
some of these, you know, the parents to step up and say, hey, we need to shut
mm-hmm.
this stuff down. And I have heard parents
mm-hmm.
say, you know, their children can only do a game, you know, a certain amount
mm-hmm.
of hours a day. But some parents, their children do it all day long. And,
all day long.
And they can't
yeah.
even eat their dinner without something being on their phone or being in a game.
Mm-hmm.
When we were children growing up, you didn't bring anything to the table but yourself. And you sit yourself
That's
down
right.
and you ate your food, and you didn't leave until your food was finished. And I was laughing the other day. I was telling my husband about broccoli. I hated broccoli because to me, broccoli looked like trees. And when somebody was telling
mm-hmm.
me to eat that stuff, I was like, oh, I eat that. I eat no trees. And my grandma used to say, you going to sit there until you finish. Then when it got cold with that butter on it, oh, my goodness, Veronica.
Yeah.
But I had parenting, you know. I had somebody
mm-hmm.
saying, you just not going to do what you want to do. Eventually,
mm-hmm.
I ate that broccoli cold as it was and as nasty as
yep.
it was with some butter on it. And I don't even think it was
margarine.
Yep. I think it was real lumps of butter, you know. But I had somebody telling me I wasn't just going to
yeah.
do what I wanted to do. And
mm-hmm.
our children don't have that. You know, and so even
mm-hmm.
when we're watching them, the trends, even because I wanted to kind of, you know, like go through the year, you know, the trends that we see, we're dressing our children, female daughters, like we dress as adult
mm-hmm.
women, like when we are going
yeah.
out on a date. My
yeah.
10, 11-year-old shouldn't have on the same skin-tight pants I got on
mm-hmm.
if I'm a, you know, single
mm-hmm.
mom dating, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's not, so please don't nobody call me and I'm not talking about single moms. I'm talking about the trends that I see. If you
mm-hmm.
dress your daughter the same way that you're dressing now as an adult, what in the world is your daughter going to be wearing when she becomes 18 or 19?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just what you were just saying, Veronica. So if she's speaking
yeah.
to you in a certain way at 8 or 9, which is disrespectful, and you dressing her like she's an adult, she's going to start acting like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And what you going to do with her when she gets 16 and tell you about yourself?
Yeah.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
it's just,
mm-hmm.
it's a bit much, Veronica. And, you know, I don't want to leave off on a sad note tonight or just, you know, fussy, but I just thought that just looking at the year that we've gone through, and all the things that we see, and some of, and you know, like you said, social media is good when it's good. It's good for promotions and getting things out there. And on that note, Veronica, you were talking about the after school program, and I know you have some other things coming up. So why don't you share a little bit about some of the things that you have coming up in the coming months?
Yeah, the January is a big month for launching for us. Our Kids Law Academy, the first session is going to be January the 15th, and that is going to be at our office in Virginia Beach, and so I'm super excited about it. And I know the kids are too, because they've been just meeting, the board has just been meeting, And then, of course, in January, I'm launching the after-school program because of the fact that I did daycare 1,000 years ago, but I wanted to have a creative twist on it, and so we're launching a after-school program that focuses on math and the arts. And so I'm super excited, you know, about all of that, and because of all the changes that's going on with child care and the shortages of child care providers and teachers and all of that, I just said, hey, you know, that was my lane 18 years ago, so I'm just jumping back into that lane. So those are the things that we're doing, along with the trainings that we're doing with the library, and then the trainings that we're doing with the nonprofits. And so I'm just super excited about it, Francine. And just, again, just slow my roll and just, like, take one day at a time, be intentional about mm-hmm. it. God is with me and all is well. So that's kind of where we are right now.
Absolutely wonderful. And so I wanted to share with our audience tonight some of the things that I'm doing. I'm still doing the financial coaching I'm doing one-on-ones for the residents of Norfolk, but I'm still and always probably will be a financial representative, and I can still help individuals and small business owners to get that protection in place that they need. And one thing that Veronica and I just talked about the other day was about having something in place for the small business owners, a succession plan. So God has given me a vision, Veronica, and I talked to my son today, so he's going to help me do some things. And so I'll probably introduce that in January, a succession maybe for high achievers, because everybody doesn't need it. It's for those people who mm-hmm. are in business or those individuals who have a net worth of a certain amount. So I'm still working out the details. And not to say that I won't help other people. That's not what I'm saying, because, you know, you have to be careful what you say. But uh-huh. I just know that there are certain businesses like nonprofits that need to have something in place, not just starting the business, because we do that all the time, and I still do that. Veronica mm-hmm. does that, and she helps the nonprofits. But we also need to have that succession plan. What does that look mm-hmm. like? And everybody's is going to be different. And so I know I already have a lot on my plate, but I think that this is something that I can incorporate into my financial coaching, and that I can help individuals to make sure that they have what they need. So I'm excited about mm-hmm. that. So I got really excited about it when I was talking to Deshaun about it this morning. So I know that God always has a plan. And when he sits you down, like I said, I just got my new journal for 2022. So I'm starting to write some things in there, and ideas are just popping out of my head. And I'm like you, Veronica, I can't do a whole lot, but there's some things that I can incorporate. And that mm-hmm. makes sense for my business as I grow, because my business is going to always be forever changing. You know, the principles mm-hmm. are the same, but then there are certain strategies that we have to have in place for our small businesses and our nonprofits to make sure that we stay ahead of the game and be in tune to what is actually being needed. And so I'll be doing that in January, so I'm excited about that. And I also wanted to let you know, Veronica, as well as the audience, that yesterday when I was messing around with the blog talk, now we have a direct link to Apple for the podcast. And you know, they call radio shows podcasts and other things. So I was excited about that as well. So I thought I would share that tonight as we go into the new year. So we should be getting more new people listening in, because our reach is going to be a whole lot further than it was, because we were mm-hmm. already with iTunes. So now we'll be with Apple as well. And I think we're with iHeart as well, Veronica. So we'll see how it all comes out. But I'm really, really excited. So tell everybody how to get in touch with you, Veronica, if they need anything from you.
Certainly, you can go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just go and email me at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org. And certainly, you can call me. Only serious inquiries. You got to say it every week. 757-572-0974.
Absolutely.
So that way you can contact
number.
Me.
I know. My number is 757-567-6734. Same thing. People calling me all day, all night. If you don't say anything, I ain't going to say nothing either. You know, that's not going to change in 2022. It's going to be the same. And if you want to go to my website, it is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And the email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. So, Veronica, I wish you a happy, happy new year. So many blessings in 2022, and just looking forward to what God has ordained for us to do.
Yes, ma'am, and same to you, and happy new year to the audience as well.
Absolutely. So, everybody, we will see you January 2022, and we look forward to hearing your feedback. We look forward to our new audience that's going to be joining us as well on this radio show. I am so excited. God bless you all. Happy New Year. Good night.
Happy New Year. Good night.